Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are Going In Raw.
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the dirt sheet, where we have all the information and pro wrestling news.
Ooh, what a weekend, Larson.
Huge weekend this weekend, Larson.
Oh, man, it's Monday. What you can do? Anyways, this is Going In Raw, the dirt sheet, where we got all the pro wrestling news. And then we're also available on the Patreon, patreon.com/ Steven Larson. If you like this terrible live stream, we do this three more times a week only for patrons, our Raw, SmackDown, and...
What value we provide our patrons.
NXT.
I tell you what.
You sound so convinced.
Hi, Sasha.
We're joined today by a very special guest, ladies and gentlemen, Sasha Banks. She's got her booty-os with her. This is thanks to Jack Dolan. He sends us stuff that we don't have room for in my little office room here.
Yeah, we need a real office.
We need to get a real office. You know how we can do that? We can do that by having people go to our Patreon page at patreon.com.
What a segue.
Steven Larson. Anyways, we're also available at Pro Wrestling Tees at prowrestlingtees.com/ Going In Raw. We got lots of designs, great designs. Later on today, we're going to be on our Twitch channel at twitch.tv/ Steven Larson. What are we going to do today? Are we going to do some
doing,
My Career?
Yeah, I thought we were doing more
Luke
Dondelinger.
Luke Dondelinger. Yeah. He's the newest, latest, and greatest My Career guy. Anyways, enough of all that, Larson. Let's talk about this. There's a lot going on this week. Do we got no audio?
We have audio.
Woo! Everybody say yay, audio.
Hooray.
All right. Anyways. Let's talk about number one. Obviously, the biggest news, the WWE released three WWE superstars. Emma, probably the biggest name of the group. She's actually been used quite a bit lately.
Of late, yeah.
And then Summer Rae, who we have not seen forever. And
she'd been injured.
Yeah, okay.
As had Darren Young. I think he recently had been cleared and was doing house shows.
Yeah, he was doing some house
shows.
Oh,
he was at the house show we went to here in Sacramento.
He was?
Yeah.
Before we got there?
Before you got there.
Oh, yeah, because I had to do that whole truck to the car thing. So anyways, you got to see him. But, yeah, he's gone now. It's a bummer.
It is a bummer.
It's a bummer for everybody.
I liked all three of these competitors, these wrestlers.
Yeah.
Emma was great.
Yeah.
Darren Young was great. Summer Rae, even during that awful, 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 awful Rusev-Dolph feud, still had good moments.
Summer Rae had really good comedic timing.
She did.
She had lots of personality.
Tons.
Anyways, this morning I was watching, just to give me like a little bit of a refresher, because sometimes I like to do research for the show, God forbid.
Sometimes,
I know. Every once in a while. But I'll take any opportunity to go back and watch old NXT. I saw a couple of great ones. I watched the one where she actually debuted, like her first actual NXT. And Seth Rollins was champion. He was going to face off and I guess talk to, I never got to the face off, Jinder Mahal, because they were going to fight for Seth's NXT title.
Yeah.
She made her debut against somebody named Audrey Marie, who I've never heard of since. I never heard of. In one of the matches, the very first match of that episode was Leo Kruger, which is Adam Rose when he was like a hunter. He was he seemed like a slow, he was super slow, like not physically, but mentally. Cause he would like sort of like act really weird and talk about his trophies. Cause he was like supposed to be a hunter of some sort.
Sorry to interrupt you. Audrey Marie is wrestling on the independent circuit apparently. And she is married to Tyler Breeze.
Oh, it all comes together. Okay, cool. Right on. And it was Leo Kruger versus Trent Beretta. I love that. I was like, oh, cool, it's Trent. And he was in the opening video package thing, and he was just doing this. He was doing like Trentless? Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. It's cool that he's going to, I don't know if he's going to have a match confirmed against Kenny Omega.
I think it's been confirmed.
Challenge
yeah.
for it. That's
well,
great.
Well, here, in New Japan, if you challenge for it, you get your match.
Apparently.
Yeah. You just have to make sure that you get on the mic and you challenge for
mm-hmm.
it. So that was fun. Those are always fun to watch. But yeah, she made her wrestling debut. She like, you know, obviously she's Australian, kicked around the Australian independent scene for a while, kicked around the Canadian scene for a while, and then was brought to, I have notes here.
Yeah, the WWE in 2011.
That's right.
Started out in FCW before going to NXT, and I think she made her initial main roster debut in 2014.
That sounds right.
I
remember they paired her up with, it's a bummer because she was like a really good wrestler. Like she could actually wrestle. And then they made her, I mean, she was a comedy act in the first place. She was like sort of the goofy bumbling.
Yeah.
Not really a comedy act in NXT, but then when they brought her up to Maine, they don't know, you know.
Yeah. Subtlety is not necessarily a hallmark
exactly.
of the main roster. Yeah.
So they paired her with like Santino.
Santino, yeah.
Who was like a pure comedy act. I don't like Santino. I didn't see the little confrontation between him and Jim Cornette. Did you watch that? Freaking weird wrestling drama.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
I don't have time for all that, man. Yeah, more important things
that weird
to worry about my day.
Weird
first and foremost, getting healthy, which seems to be the ultimate challenge for me right now.
You seem better. You have more energy today. You have more energy today.
No, I don't.
Your disposition's better. Last time I saw it's far better than the last time I saw you because you stormed out.
Well, that was legitimate heat
yeah.
I had with the game.
Wow. With the game?
Yeah, it was
with
a random squash match.
That was great. You
had nothing to do with it.
What do you mean I had nothing to do with it? I destroyed you.
You were put in a situation where it was easy to destroy me, and you did exactly that.
Yeah, it was great.
But
you were very upset.
I was. It's Minoru Suzuki. He shouldn't be getting squashed by anybody.
Well, anybody but growth hormones. You guys can watch that right now. The first episode of Bad Wrestling's up.
Yeah.
So anyways, it's a bummer because Emma, like, you know, they did that whole thing. You know, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. I mean, it would be because it sucks. Somebody lost their job. Like Summer Rae, I get. I can understand that. It's a bummer. It's totally a bummer. But at the end of the day, they just signed like, 53 people off the Mae Young Classic.
Yeah.
You know, and so I get that. Darren Young had been for a while. He was injured. I know he was injured. But it's not like they did that cool Backlund thing with him.
Yeah. And then he was put into that feud with The Miz, and it seemed like he was on a path to win the Intercontinental title, and they had that weird finish to their match, and then dropped the entire thing.
Yeah.
And he was on TV rarely after that, got hurt. Obviously, he wasn't on TV then.
Mm-hmm.
And then ever since he was cleared to wrestle, hadn't been brought back to TV.
Yeah.
Even with the Emma thing, it's surprising, but ever since the Emma Lena thing, where they built her up as Emma Lena, and then she debuted and said, no, I'm not gonna be Emma Lena, I'm just go back to being Emma.
Yeah.
And there was word backstage that, you know, like the character just didn't fit her, or she had problems with the character. Even back then I was like,
yeah, I know,
I wouldn't be surprised if she got cut.
Yeah, I know. I kind of feel like the whole disgruntled, I could be completely out of place here. I know I'm thinking of Dolph right now, but the whole disgruntled employee thing seems to usually be a precursor to being released, you know? It's like they're disgruntled. I mean, look at even sort of like the Neville thing, although apparently that took like Vince by surprise and Vince was super pissed about it. But Neville was like super disgruntled. I know it was heel Neville. It was mean Neville.
Yeah.
Well, but he came off as a very disgruntled
Vince
person.
Vince was upset that he walked out. I don't know if he had any inclination whatsoever if he was unhappy.
Yeah.
And whether, I don't know if Vince would be upset about Neville being unhappy, but Vince doesn't like people walking out on him.
Well, yeah, who does, right? But anyways, yeah, I don't know. You're right. Like, she was off TV for, like, they were doing that ridiculous Emelina thing for 17 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, according to rumor, it was a friggin' in-joke amongst, like, the creative staff.
That she would never debut, yeah.
Yeah. It was just stupid. I mean, I don't know why do they do crap like that?
I don't know.
Like, at a certain point, if you know, like, why are you...
It seems unprofessional.
It's just bad TV. Like, keep on doing this crap with, like, Emelina debuting
soon. It's also not fair to the talents.
Yeah, it's horrible.
You're supposed to be, you know, who's creative you're overseeing.
Yeah. Even if they're okay dicking around talent, it's just bad TV. Like, you have a business that you're running, and you're running 17 weeks of this Emelina crap?
Knowing that... it's not going to go anywhere, pretty much.
I don't know how many weeks into it they realized that it was never going to happen, but... As soon as you realize it's not going to happen, just stop doing it.
Yep.
You know, and then put her on just like debut her normally. But then they had that awkward stuff where she came out and said, I'm Emelina, and now I'm going to be Emma. And then it's like everybody's just like shrugs.
Yeah.
It's never good when you do something on TV where people shrug.
Yeah.
Anyway, Summer Rae, she debuted. I made more notes about Summer Rae. Do you know where she got her start?
Lingerie Football League.
That's correct. Did you know that before? I think I knew that too. Mm-hmm. But if somebody asked me, where'd she get her start? I'd be like, I don't know. Anyway, she went with FCW before it was NXT in 2011. She was everything there. She was like a ring announcer, a manager, GM, and then she became a wrestler, which carried over to NXT. She joined forces with Sasha Banks to form the BFF. I forgot what that stood for. And then she made her main roster debut in April 2013 as Fandango's dance partner.
I remember that.
Yeah. I like Summer Rae. Like you said, she had good comedic timing.
Yeah, she did.
It's just not terribly surprising. They just signed like a million people from the Mae Young Classic. So, I know. You know, that's not surprising. She'll be fine, though. She posted a little Instagram thing. A lot of her Instagram stuff is like model type shots. And she said, I'm not done with Summer just yet.
Oh, Emma just posted a broken heart emoji.
That was super sad.
In response to her release. So, you know, there was speculation, I guess, after it was announced whether she had asked to be released, given that she really hadn't been utilized to her fullest during her time in WWE or whatever. And apparently, based on that, if you can extrapolate a whole lot of meaning from one emoji,
yeah,
it seems like that she was unaware.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not terribly surprising, but at the same time, I thought they were going to do something with this hashtag business of hers. You know, that was kind of a gimmick. That was kind of, hey, I started the women's revolution. There was a lot you could have gone with that whole I started the women's revolution thing.
I know.
And then she had her, you know, they had Asuka, you know, her first two matches were against Asuka. That's high profile stuff right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the deal was. It's weird. I don't know. I mean, the biggest problem, the main reason why I get more bummed when the women get released than the men is because the men, like, okay, Juice Robinson, who's CJ Parker in NXT, right? He gets released. You think, okay, he might have a decent run, like, on the indie circuit. He
goes to New Japan and becomes...
reinvents himself.
Yeah, and he's beloved.
Completely. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Guys like EC3, for example. Mm-hmm. Granted, he's an Impact, but he's making plenty of money over there, and he's made himself into a franchise player for Impact, and he could probably go wherever he wants.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me at all if we saw Derek Bateman back in WWE at some point.
Yeah.
But that's who he was in NXT. Had all the potential in the world, and for whatever reason, it didn't work out. I forget. I think he, in his words, it was something like, the people who like me in NXT ended up leaving.
And yeah, the new administration. Yeah.
Wasn't so hot on me.
Yeah.
But he's more than proven himself. And so, like, for the guys, there just seems to be a lot more options. Like, I mean, I want Emma to go and make a lot of money somewhere else. It's just, you know, I know that, you know, overseas there's plenty of, you know, women's wrestling over there. It's just the spotlight isn't as great on it as, you know, for the guys anyways. Yeah. So hopefully, you know, she lands on her feet. I'm sure she'll do great.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's a really good wrestler. She's a huge name in the WWE. So I'm sure she'll be fine. Speaking of people being fine, Lio Rush might not be fine.
Oh, we should talk about Darren Young a little bit. We didn't.
Oh, okay.
He was part of NXT when it was the contest. And I believe, wasn't CM Punk his coach?
Oh, I don't know.
Thought I read that, yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, he was joined Wade Barrett's Nexus.
Yeah.
Stu Bennett's Nexus.
And,
of course, former tag team champion with Titus O'Neil.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
With Titus O'Neil is one of the primetime players.
Yeah. I love the primetime.
Oh, they were great.
They were great.
They were awesome. Fantastic.
Yeah.
All
and
right.
Then he did the
Bob Backlund stuff.
The Bob Backlund stuff.
Which had promise.
I don't know why they never went all the way with that. You know why? It's because they did the brand split right after they started the Backlund stuff. And the Backlund stuff looked like it might have been perfect for like the United States title.
Yeah, seeing more of a SmackDown gimmick.
It was like a lower belt gimmick. And at that point, when the brands were together, the U.S. title was below the IC title, which is where like the sub main eventers go. Kind of. Well, I know Cena had it, I guess, huh?
That was around the time Cena and Rusev had it.
Yeah, okay. So that was a decent belt then.
Yeah, no.
Who had
fine.
The IC title at the time?
Miz?
Yeah, okay. So maybe it was flip flop then. Maybe he could have been IC title. I just
think that's what his program was. His first program was against The Miz.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
And then that match where the had that weird finish on the outside.
Oh,
had a
yeah.
pay-per-view, and then they never really addressed it after
that.
Yeah,
that's right. So, yeah, IC, perfect for the IC title. I got my title flip-flopped. And then when the brand split happened, both those titles meant so much more.
Yep.
You know. Anyways, let's talk about Lio Rush here and the mistakes of youth. How old is Lio Rush?
He's like, 21
15,
or 22.
16, something like that. He's a kid. Anyways, in response to Emma and others getting laid off by the WWE yesterday, or released, Lio Rush, Man of the Hour in NXT, tweeted this. I guess these are the things that happen when you're not truly ready for Asuka. Ooh, boy. That is not...
That's a bad idea.
That is a bad idea. I think I actually retweeted that and said, this is a bad tweet.
Yeah. Anyways, wrestlers agreed with that assessment.
Yeah, Peyton Royce. I love Peyton Royce,
She's
man.
Great.
She's quickly become one of my favorites. She said, wow, kid, didn't you just get here? Professionalism goes a long way. And then she did this thing. So she said that after Lio Rush's apology, Jack Gallagher pointed something out. But anyways, a couple wrestlers came down on him, said that's not good. And then Lio Rush deleted that tweet and then wrote kind of a lengthy apology, not apology kind of thing. He said, Emma, I respect you and everything that you've done for our business. It saddens me that the, quote, controversial tweet, unquote, got completely blown out of proportion and looked at in a very insensitive way. I would never laugh or mock the fact of someone losing their job because of how it can affect that person and their families. Whatever the situation may be regarding the release, you're an amazing performer and respected athlete by yours truly, and I'm sure you'll excel beyond expectations. Good luck on behalf of myself and the WWE. To my fans who may have seen this as inappropriate, as well as Emma's fans, I apologize and I love all regardless of the responses. So yeah, I mean, just, you know, I get that he was probably just trying to do something in character, but you know, he's just going to learn.
Yeah, when you're, look, man,
when I was young, I did lots of stupid stuff. I still do plenty of stupid things these days. I know you do too. Don't give me that look, Jack.
William Regal had a response to all this. He said, quote, we all make mistakes. All the people who...
Hold on. Whoa, what? Whoa, back up. Why are you reading a William Regal thing?
Sorry.
We all make mistakes. After all the people who have had heat or problems, have I ever joined in with the pack on you? Perhaps a chat and a bit of guidance would be better. Being a pro comes in many ways in and out of the ring. Well said, William.
Yes,
so there
well
was a
said.
Backlash against the backlash against Lio Rush. So he said, you know, just...
It's pretty saying, everybody makes mistakes. Calm down.
Yeah.
I'll go have a chat with
There's
the guy.
No need
we'll take care of it.
To call for his release.
Yes.
He's still the man of the hour. He's still very fast. It's very cool to watch him in the ring. He'll be fine. I mean, what are they going to do? De-push him? He's on a losing streak right now.
Yeah, I know.
You know, he lost his first match.
I know.
In NXT. So, you know, I mean, look, either the dude's going to learn from it and be a better person because of it, or he's not and he'll end up like Loki.
Or he'll be on his way back to Ring of Honor.
Exactly. So, yeah, everybody lighten up.
Yeah.
People make mistakes. Anyways, so let's talk a little bit talk about mistakes. Let's talk about the Ultimate Warrior.
Oof.
And there's a little bit of controversy over the WWE's sort of embracing of the Ultimate Warrior with regards to their, what do they call it? The Unleash Your Warrior Breast Cancer Awareness Campaign.
Yeah, there's that.
Which
there's...
we've kind of talked about. Like, we've never talked about it on camera, I don't think. But we've talked about it sort of in private. Like, you and I both kind of feel like when they started really sort of glorifying the Ultimate Warrior...
Well, I think we've talked
for
about
this stuff.
Well, in the past, we talked about it. You know,
watch out, man. This
sorry,
is our trophy
sorry.
For 182,000 subs.
His blogs aren't, which this Vice Sports Report is referencing.
Yeah,
You know, we've heard about those. We heard about those a long time ago.
I mean, yeah, we've heard about those. We've seen what was it? Him and Iron Sheik going at it at some convention on video. Warriors seem to be kind of a bit of a bastard back in the day.
He was, to say the least. Yeah. He said stuff that is definitely not cool.
Yeah.
This Vice Sports Report goes into great detail, has excerpts from his blog, which we're not gonna read here because there's a lot of material to get through, but you can definitely we'll link to it in the description of this video so you can take a look.
Yeah, this is definitely one of those things, not to cut you off, this is definitely one of those things that you kind of have to read to really
fully
get. Yeah,
you should read if you're unaware of the situation.
He runs down Hurricane Katrina victims.
Heath Ledger, Bobby Heenan.
Yeah.
A lot of other stuff.
But it goes far beyond just other pro wrestlers.
Oh, it's bad.
Like homophobia. It's not good.
Man. No, it's not good. It's really bad.
Bit of a nutcase.
I mean, yeah.
Look, man, here's the thing. We try to tread lightly when it comes to, you know, like running people down. I mean, look, like I'm going on Raw View this last weekend. We reviewed Armageddon 2006, and I ripped into the character of Mr. Kennedy because I was not a fan. I don't know the person. I'm sure he's a great guy. But there, so, you know, even then, it's fun to joke about wrestling characters and wrestling storylines and, you know, writing mistakes and creative mistakes. It's fun to joke about that stuff. But when somebody's a true shitheel, it's kind of, it's rare. It's not that often that you know, you get this in front of you and it's like, man, you're a crap hole.
Yeah.
So, and now, and the WWE is making sort of a big deal about you and linking your name to like altruistic causes.
I'll just read this quote from the Vice piece because it kind of sums up the premise, the thesis of the article.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, completely whitewashing his past and elevating his likeness to a bland symbol of corporate altruism is shockingly tone deaf, especially for a company that's at least outwardly trying to appear progressive, inclusive, and diverse.
Yeah.
The Vice report has a statement from Dana Warrior, the Warrior's wife. And she said, quote, I will not be disloyal to my husband's memory or speak ill of a man who is not here to defend himself. I can, however, tell you his heart was changed by conversations with his two daughters. The true testament of the man behind the character is his ability to evolve. My husband did just that. And WWE also issued a statement in response to Vice, saying, quote, WWE's Unleash Your Warrior Breast Cancer Awareness Campaign and annual Warrior Award recognize individuals that exhibit the strength and courage of the WWE's legendary character, the Ultimate Warrior. Any attempt to distract from the mission of these initiatives and take the spotlight away from the honorees is unfortunately misguided. So it seems like WWE is trying to make a very clear delineation between Jim Hellwig, the man behind the Warrior, and the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah,
it gets a little weird, and Vice points this out when Jim Hellwig changed his name legally to Warrior.
Yeah.
In fact, Dana Warrior's last name legally is Warrior.
Yeah. And this whole thing was kind of kicked off in celebration of the man because it kicked off, I believe, with his
Hall of Fame speech where he suggested giving an award. I think it was Jimmy Miranda was the name to WWE off-screen employees.
Yeah.
And then after his death, a matter of, what, 3 days after his Hall of Fame induction, that sometime between then and the following Hall of Fame induction, that morphed into the Warrior Award, which is given, as WWE puts it, to those who, quote, exhibited unwavering strength and perseverance and who lives life with the courage and compassion that embodies the indomitable spirit of the Ultimate Warrior. If his past writing gives us any indication, Jim Hellwig was not huge on compassion.
No, he wasn't.
But then, he, you know, his wife says that he changed. He never made any public proclamations to that effect, so he never apologized. And he wrote.
Yeah, yeah.
So we don't know if that's true.
Right. Yeah, I know. I mean, the thing is, I'm fine giving her the benefit of the doubt, but not to be too cynical about it. She also stands a lot to gain by saying that he made, you know, he was contrite or had, you know, it was
apologetic, or changed,
about, anymore, or had remorse about, or changed exactly. So I don't necessarily, I wouldn't really take her word for that. But again, you know, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt, I guess. But you're right, the fact that he never publicly said, and the fact that the WWE never made him, I mean, that's what kind of, it's like, you know what, that's, you bring him back in, you celebrate the man without him ever really publicly saying, hey, you know what, it was just a matter of, sorry, everybody, CM Punk is calling me. I'll put him on hold for now. You know, they brought him back in to get this Hall of Fame award, which, as we all know, is a business thing. You know, tickets, you're selling, you know, and they never said, hey, you know, dude, you need to, like, okay, so for example, if they bring Hogan back, we both said that we'd be cool with it as long as the dude, you know, said publicly, hey, you know, what I said was, and I think he said it on, like, Good Morning America.
Yeah, he went on
whatever.
Good Morning America shortly after the, tape was released.
But given that there's sort of, I mean, you know, the WWE itself makes a big deal about, you know, oh, the WWE universe, that's our fan base, that's us, that's what we, you know. And so Hogan, in my opinion, would kind of need to say, hey, you know what, WWE universe specifically, well, what I said isn't cool, and I'm a different person now, and, you know, I apologize, brother. And then it'd be like, okay, cool, you know, second chances or whatever. But, like, they never had, you know, if they don't do that, Hogan, it'd just be weird.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it'd be like, hey, there's an elephant in the room. You're racist, you know, until you tell us, hey, you're not, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
With Warrior, it's like, hey, you're, let's see here. Let me see how many different things you are. And they never had him do that. They just celebrated him. He came out and he wore that goofy mask. He gave his, you know, speech, and then he died the next day. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I mean, one thing that Dave Meltzer mentioned on his Twitter was, there are any number of other people that they could have given this award for. Any names? I think it was Jim Duggan, who I think battled cancer and came out of it, and seems, and actually legitimately seems to be a guy who is compassionate and is all those good things that you want to celebrate. That guy was cool as hell, you know, and he was a fan favorite.
Yeah.
He was kind of an iconic character.
I mean, when I was thinking about this morning, who else they could have named the Warrior Award after? I thought Draws.
Yeah.
There's someone who was paralyzed in the ring, mm-hmm. and he was a writer for WWE for a while, I think. Mm-hmm. There's someone who embodies perseverance.
Yeah.
Or if you want to honor Connor the Crusher, name the award after him. He was the first recipient.
Yeah.
I mean, because it seemed like Connor made quite the impact on
for sure.
the wrestlers that he met.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, like continue that on, name the award after him.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, wrestling is just that weird thing where there is such a gray area. And I know these days the WWE is definitely, you know, and they have been for a little while, separating character from performer. You know, they say this is, you know, in front of any pay-per-view that has hardcore matches, maybe even every pay-per-view, I forget. They say, you know, this is performers, doesn't represent. I think maybe they just do that in front of the Benoit matches. I forget.
I think they do that in front of some of the... They do it in front of more than just that.
Okay.
I think.
All right. Anyways, I mean, you know, they always say these are performers and you don't try this at home and it doesn't represent, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, with the Warrior, like you said, he literally changed his name to Warrior. And it's not as if he just said, like, he seemed to really, really, like, live that philosophy of all that bad stuff.
Yeah, it's awful. You know? It's terrible.
It's so bad. Like, anybody who would just start up a vlog, because he had, like, a vlog, like he would just post random videos where he would just like say horrible things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't
know. Well, he'd go out on the public speaking circuit and do it there too.
Yeah,
it's shocking because it's bad.
And it's like, look, man, I get that you have this iconic character, the Ultimate Warrior, but at the end of the day, the character was weird too.
Yeah,
like I don't remember the character ever really like showing compassion for anything. He was just this crazy dude who wore face paint.
And had a lot of energy.
And, like, misspoke, or he had, like, terrible grammar.
Yeah, he made up words.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, the design aspect of the Unleash Your Warrior thing is great, but it's not, dude, it's related to something that really, you know, it's not good.
No.
You know what you should do? You should power rank who it should be, like, the award named after. What other iconic characters? Could they, like, name it after Rick Rude?
Probably not.
That'd be cool. What about Mr. Perfect, the Perfect Award? He seems... Being perfect. We award this to people who are perfect.
Well, that's
who
what
fight cancer
is,
perfectly.
Is characters whose whole gimmick was, you know, perseverance.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole thing just... Every once in a while, the WWE, they'll do stuff. Because, you know, I get, man, that you watch the Mae Young Classic and it's like, man, that's really cool. They are trying to be, you know, perfect. In other words, they're not... You know, as soon as they stop hiring lingerie models to be their female wrestlers, it's like, oh, they're so progressive. It's just, you know, they come from the carnival, folks.
Yeah, I know.
It's in their genes. It's just, it's because it's kind of similar to the Komen thing, you know. It's like, I haven't dived too much into the Komen thing, but, you know, there's a bit of controversy behind the Susan Komen Foundation, you know. The fact that they don't really... Apparently, they don't put a lot of money into the actual research. A lot of it's just awareness and how much good does that actually do. And I've noticed on some of their ads like this year that they seem to be pivoting to, yeah, a lot of this money goes into research. So maybe they're aware of that stuff and they're trying to correct it. And that's great. You know, it's good. We're all learning here on this planet, people.
Yeah.
But I just find it funny that, you know, once a carny, always a carny.
Yeah, Vince still seems to really have his, in a lot of ways, his mindset back in the old school way of doing things.
Yeah, like across many different things. But, you know, like baby steps, right? Baby steps. Oh!
What? Oh.
Duggan. The Duggan Award, man. The Oh Award.
Was it just like a golden 2x4? Well, like on a trophy. You just give someone a gilded piece of wood.
A gold-plated piece of wood. I'm sorry. Somebody here in chat said the Chris Benoit Family Together Award. Oh, you guys are terrible.
Oh, my God.
Terrible. Terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
Jake Roberts Lifetime Achievement Award.
The DDP Positivity Award.
See, there you go. That's a good one.
That's good.
The DDP Helping Other People Who Are on the Verge of Death Award.
I mean, not just other wrestlers, too, but like he always talks
inviting
about...
Inviting the most people into your
DDP
home.
Talks about one of the early adopters, I think, of DDP Yoga was a gentleman named Arthur.
Yeah.
He was a veteran, but either for whatever reason, you know, like he had to use crutches to walk and stuff. And he's on... You have DDP Yoga. He's on the first disc, I think the first proper program... And that dude is way more flexible than I will ever be.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He lost a ton of weight, and apparently he's, like, in top-notch health now. So that's great.
Yeah. I'm crying out. These guys are crazy.
All right, let's talk about Raw. Not tonight's Raw.
Oh, I hope Emma does go to Impact. That'd be rad. She did a lot of
did
stuff
you hear
in Canada.
There was a report that there was rumors that Impact offered Ricochet a contract offer?
That's in non-news today. We're going to cover that in non-news. Yeah. Well, everybody, I know, that's kind of silly.
For him, I hope that's just leverage.
Yeah, Impact is leverage, I'm sure it is. Now, apparently, everybody offered him a contract. It would be stupid for, I should hope Impact would offer him a contract.
Yeah.
As silly as it might seem, you know, you want to call him up. Hey, I know this is a long shot, but you, come on, man, at least consider it.
Yeah.
You can join the X Division.
We're based out of Orlando.
Yeah. Not anymore. They're in Toronto now.
No, the company's in Toronto, but they tape in Orlando.
I think they're going to start taping their TV in Orlando.
Ooh.
I mean, in Ontario.
Ooh.
I think they're out of the Impact Zone.
Ooh.
Could be wrong about
that. All right. That's not a selling point then anymore.
Could be wrong about that.
I mean, they only shoot, what, once every 3 months?
Yeah. That'd be great. And then, like, open up a clause in his contract that says if you want to be on WWE, you can, but just be with us, too.
Don't think WWE would allow that.
Crossover guy. Sammy Callahan might be recruiting him. He's supposed to be going there, too.
What, the Impact?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Because he's a...
Those are the names you want.
Well, Callahan's already under contract with Lucha Underground.
Yeah, but I don't know when that's going to end.
Well, it could be
over already. But, yeah, they can... Yeah, you're right. They've got that relationship. Johnny Mundo's over there.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. That's a good name.
Let's talk about Raw turning 25. Because over the weekend, there was a couple announcements about... One this morning... About how the WWE is going to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Raw. And I guess the story
any number that's like divisible by 100 or that goes into
the factor of five.
A factor of five.
I think that's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, no,
5, 10, 15, 20, 25,
30. Yeah, factor of five. There you go. Yeah. I don't know why I said divisible by 100.
I don't know either.
That's weird. I haven't been in math for a very long time, people.
The New York Post broke the story, I guess. And then it was largely later confirmed by WWE. Confirm some details about what this 25th anniversary of Raw is going to entail.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah, the show's going to take place January 22nd, 2018.
Nice.
And it's going to take place at two locations.
Mm-hmm.
The Barclays Center in Brooklyn, which is now WWE's more or less official home in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess it's too expensive to have TV broadcast from Madison Square Garden these days.
Yeah.
And the Manhattan Center,
ooh,
which was home of the initial Raw, the very first
one. That is correct.
This is all from the New York Post story.
Mm-hmm.
The show will feature wrestlers from both Raw and SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
A super show, if you will. Shawn Michaels, mm-hmm, Kevin Nash, and The Undertaker.
Whoa, The Undertaker.
Make appearances. WWE.com this morning later clarified and said that the Raw and SmackDown talent will only appear at the Barclay aspect of the show.
Yeah.
While, quote, the event at Manhattan Center, the site of the first episode of Raw, will feature WWE superstars competing plus special appearances by WWE legends, The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, and Kevin Nash.
Why don't they just have the whole thing at the, what was it called?
Manhattan Center? Because I think it holds like 500 people. Or
yeah,
that'd
be freaking awesome. Rad, man. You know how hot that place would be? That'd be freaking rad. That's cool. What WWE needs. They need to go in more small places like that. Just film 205 Live at the Manhattan Center.
Yeah, that'd be neat. It's probably super expensive. That's why they don't do it.
And so apparently Madison Square Garden is literally like...
I literally just said that. That was super expensive to shoot, to do TV from there?
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. I literally just said
that. Oh, I thought you said that Manhattan Center.
I said that a bit just like 2 seconds ago. Before that, when I mentioned Barclays Center.
Why are you calling me out on this? You know that
because you don't pay attention,
dude,
to me.
Dude, that's the glory of having two people on a podcast. We can do that. I know you tune out on me a lot.
Not very often.
You don't have to pay attention. I don't say, hey, what did I... Pop quiz, hot shot. What did I just say? I'm going to write a warrior-esque blog on you right now.
Rude.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Exceptionally rude.
I'll break your back and make you humble. That's not warrior.
So, Shawn Michaels, he's around quite a bit.
Hey.
He was just HBKFC.
Yeah.
Kevin Nash hasn't been on WWE TV very much.
I hope he gives a RF video-esque shoot interview.
From Manhattan Center?
Yeah, he just in the ring.
But the
talks about what it's like booking WCW. We had to write 10 weeks of television in a row. Because here's the problem. We've got Nitro on Monday and then Thunder on Thursday. But the problem is we've got a Nitro the next Monday.
That's just normal wrestling.
I love shoot interviews, man. They're my favorite thing in the world.
Anyways, the announcement that The Undertaker's going to be here is interesting. And
Undertaker. Is he going to wrestle?
I don't know.
What's he going to do, man?
He's called a WWE legend.
Yeah.
The other two people he's mentioned with are both retired.
Yeah.
So is he just going to show up, drop a promo, and leave?
I'm bummed.
Or is this setting up an angle?
Man, he needs to just go and be done with it.
I agree. He needs to retire.
I mean, we were there. We saw him, you know, I sat in that freaking bunk-ass seat.
That's where Steve complained about WrestleMania again.
For $750 bucks and had that strobe light in my freaking brain. And he's going to put his, so I can watch him live, put his stupid cap and trench coat down and then disappear into the ground because he can't walk up the ramp.
We shouldn't have been walking up the ramp. It's a huge ramp.
I got it. It's a big ramp. And now he's going to come back? I want my refund. I was there specifically to see him go away forever.
I don't know if that's true.
Is he going to get a refund for that? Anyways, yeah, that's cool. Sean, you think Kevin Nash is going to, like...
Powerbomb somebody?
Yeah, powerbomb somebody.
Probably not.
That'd be cool.
He looks like he's in good shape still, though.
No, he looks like he's in great shape. It's not unreasonable for him to powerbomb somebody. Or at least chokeslam them. He never really did that, though.
No. HBK can definitely still super kick somebody.
Oh, he could still... Oh, he can go.
Dolan
he
out.
Can fight AJ.
Sweet chin music.
So what do you think? Undertaker? Right. Undertaker. Is he back? Is he going to challenge somebody for Mania?
No, he's not. He's done.
You think he's going to fight Mania?
No. I think in early to late January, we'll hear that he's the headliner for this year's Hall of Fame class.
I think in January, we're going to hear that he wants an addition to his house. And he's like, hey, Vince, how much do I really have to move around to put on a match? Well, Mark, not very much.
As much or as little as you would like.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to fight somebody who's really slow and doesn't move very much. Okay. Anyways. Yeah, it was great. I know he'll just show up. There's gonna be some lightning effects. He'll say some cryptic stuff. Then it'll go away.
Yeah.
But the problem is he gonna have his hat and trench coat? He shouldn't. Yeah, he shouldn't.
Hope he just comes out in his like a hoodie and jeans like he wears
sweatpants
when he's out and about.
Yeah, that'd be great. No like hair dye.
Like whatever he wore. When he showed up at that Cavs game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not backstage, oh, okay. But in the locker room, but when he actually watched the game, which is, I think, a beanie,
yeah,
a hoodie.
I mean, that's essentially Dead Man Ink, dude.
Yeah.
Just show up with that. Somebody bust out an old Dead Man Ink
but
shirt.
Yeah, don't.
I'm sure he has boxes on.
Don't dye his hair. Doesn't,
yeah.
You know, none of that. Just
yeah.
Come out there. Mark Calloway.
Like, hey, he's at the concession stand. Hey, it's you. You're up. Oh, okay. Goes out there, eat nachos.
Yeah, there you go.
Have fun, everybody.
Beer in hand.
Be sure to go to the merch table.
Oh, yeah, he comes out before the show and hypes the crowd up.
Beer in hand. That'd be great, man. Him and Kevin Nash do a shoot interview together.
There we go.
What should do? Oh, man. Goodness gracious. We have a Raw preview for tonight. Raw's on tonight, you know. It's
Raw
Monday.
Is on tonight. Give me a second. I will
Let me ask
that
you
up.
Something.
What?
When Raw, when you know it's Raw, so like
there's rumors that Bray Wyatt's backstage, Samoa Joe maybe,
oh,
and Nia Jax.
Ooh, packed show tonight. Let me ask you something. What do you get hyped for most going into the wrestling week? Like I get hyped for NXT. Do you get hyped for anything?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know,
depends on circumstances. Because
after Monday, I actually get excited for wrestling.
Oh yeah,
I get excited
after you get the obligation of Raw out of the way.
Yeah, I get excited. I legitimately get excited for SmackDown. SmackDown's a fun show to watch.
Yeah,
NXT I love. 205 Live I always dread, and then I watch it. And I'm like, oh man, this is good. Most of the time.
Yeah, sometimes it's not.
Raw, I'll end up liking Raw most of the time. But most of the time when I'm going into Raw, I'm like, God damn, this is 3 hours.
I know, that's a lot of wrestling. So long.
And then like Alabama's here. She's just causing a headache for me. Man, don't have kids, people.
Do you want to get to this Raw preview?
Yeah. We'll
this is what they got on WWE.com first.
They're licking their chops. This actually can kind of be cool.
It's got the ingredients to be a solid show.
Could be good.
First bulletin point here. How will Raw respond to hashtag under siege?
Yeah.
So will they start getting things in order?
Yeah.
To mount their own invasion.
I wanted to open up immediately following the events of last week.
Oh, okay.
You know, like starts there.
Well, and they're then, a different city.
Yeah.
So they have to film that. I don't think that's going to happen.
Now. You don't think it can? They need to do that more. Like cliffhangers. And
I think you might be able, they might have people still selling injury at best from last week, but they're not going to go to where they were last week.
Oh, okay.
They also are teasing potentially naming the Raw men and women's Survivor Series teams.
Oh, they're not going to do that tonight.
Oh, they could.
Maybe the women. But
oh, this is interesting.
Is Kurt Angle going to be like, it'd be so folly for, hold on a second, for Kurt Angle to be like, all right, you know how we do things. We do them in the ring. But dude, we're just beating each other up for like a chance to like, that's just going to beat us up more for the teams.
You're assigning way too much logic to all this.
That's the basic logic, though. He should just be like, okay, Braun, you're not fighting Kane. Don't be stupid. Braun, Brock, you're out of the gender match. Braun, Brock, Samoa Joe, you're coming back. Rollins, you're good. You're not going to fight the Usos. Like, his best guys.
Well, then you're just destroying the entire Survivor Series card. This is interesting. This is directly from WWE.com. Will the current Raw title holders still be in place for their champion versus champion matches at Survivor Series?
They're putting that question out there?
Yep.
Yeah, but that's in relation to Alexa Bliss. Nobody's taking that title.
Well, that's
off
just
her.
That's the picture they have here, but they also have Brock
next
and,
to it.
The tag champions.
Over on the size of the photo gallery you're pointing at.
I know, but it's all in
one of the.
To this
they have limited space for the preview.
Featured superstars Alexa Bliss and The Miz. Man.
Miz ain't dropping the ice. At least Alexa Bliss is kind of in a feud right now.
Yeah.
Miz isn't in a feud with anybody.
Yeah, he is with The Shield.
That's done. That's over with.
No, it's not.
Did they address that last week?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the premise for the entire opening
segment
of the show.
Yeah, they had a match.
Also, will Elias still be singing a new tune?
Hopefully.
He'll need a new guitar.
That's my favorite parts.
And then Kane.
Man, you see the pictures of Becky Lynch as a Kane-esque superstar? It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a good job with all that. She has like a Rollins-esque suit on. It's more paying homage to Rollins, if you ask me. So, are we going to see Nia Jax tonight? Nia Jax, here's how it's going to go down. They are going to announce the men's and women's team. Nia Jax is going to be the final announced competitor for that team, and Samoa Joe is going to come out at the end of Raw to be the final announced person for Team Raw.
That'd be great.
Who else is going to be on Team Raw?
Braun. No, because probably Braun versus Kane.
It's going to be Braun versus Kane. Can't do that. That's why they took him out. That's why they had Kane come up.
So we had a...
Is it gonna be, it's not going to be Sheamus and Cesaro, is it?
It could be. I'd be surprised.
Oh, man. They're going to Finn. Oh, yeah. Finn.
Unless they do Finn Bray at Survivor Series.
They're not going to do that. That's done.
It could be Finn and Bray on the team with Joe.
Yeah.
And then,
I'd like to see Bray explain that one. Joining a team again, like with Finn.
He'll come out with his red Raw shirt and act like it's cool. That's what he did last year when he's part of Team SmackDown.
Right.
No big deal, man.
How about Elias on Team Raw?
That'd be cool.
That'd be rad.
That'd
love
be
that.
Huge for him.
I mean, Raw basically just needs to put their B players up against SmackDown's A players, and they'll be fine. You know, Kurt Angle was totally spot on when he was talking about that with Kevin Owens with Shane McMahon.
Well, if you're looking at the entirety of rosters, yeah, but I think the Raw champions, if you take the Raw champions and the SmackDown champions out of the mix, the disparity isn't that vast. Because on Raw, it's like legitimately all their top guys have a belt.
Reigns.
Except for Roman Reigns.
He wins everything. Roman Reigns and Samoa Joe could do a 2-on-5 match. Anybody on SmackDown, any 5 on SmackDown, and they'll win.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, kayfabe. Of course, kayfabe.
Kayfabe, yeah. Yeah. But I mean, we got AJ, you have Nakamura.
Yeah.
Headlining the SmackDown men's team.
Right, but it's not NXT Nakamura. It's WWE Nakamura.
It's a fair point, but nonetheless.
Bobby Roode is even a worse case of that.
I know. And then who made the team last week? Zayn versus... Oh, Orton.
Oh, Orton's good. I mean, Orton's power rankings are up there.
Yeah, kayfabe.
Kayfabe-wise, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's probably bored, though. I mean, you take Owens and Zayn out of the picture. Well, Zayn's a loser. Owens is good, though. Power ranking wise.
Oh, yeah.
Owens is way stronger than Zayn.
Yeah. I thought you said Zayn's a loser. It sounded harsh. You just mean he loses.
No, he's a loser.
He loses, yeah.
At wrestling, he's a loser. That's kind of
he loses at wrestling.
That's his gimmick. He's a loser. What are you if you lose a lot, Larson?
Someone who loses a lot.
You're a loser.
Okay.
There's a better way. There's a more efficient way. I know you like efficiency.
He's a losing wrestler. He's not a bad wrestler. He's a losing wrestler.
That's right. Hey, we're past the 45-minute mark. That officially makes us a podcast. I think we're... Oh, you want to answer some questions? Let's answer some questions. You guys got questions? We'll answer them. This is the one time during the week that we open it up to random people in chat.
Yeah.
And not just our patrons at patreon.com/Stephen Larson. Gonna chill until we get some questions. You guys seen our award for all the subs we got? 182,000 subs, man. No questions, really?
No questions.
No questions.
Awesome. Lunchtime, then.
You going to join us for our stream later on today, people? Gustavo Gama, you son of a bitch. Did you guys see the Enzo video?
No.
On TMZ Sports YouTube channel? No. What did he do?
Adonis HD, can someone help me catch up on WWE? I had to leave right before Great Balls of Fire for Army Basic Training and just got back before TLC. So what important events happened? He missed a really good match at SummerSlam for the Universal title.
Yeah. Ooh, good question here.
I don't know if anything earth-shattering has happened, per se.
Do we think, will there be... Oh, of course, everybody now is asking questions. Do we think there's going to be Emma Chance tonight on Raw? Where are they?
Baltimore.
It's not really a smarky town, is it?
I don't know.
Maybe. Melissa Johns says, I'll be at the UK tour in Manchester next week on Front Row. What would you like me to put on a sign? I love you. You can put Going In Raw on a sign, you know, or patreon.com.
There you go.
I'm joking. Put whatever you want to put on the sign. I would be very flattered if you put a Going In Raw sign out there.
Karen Nerds Out, who do you think the women's Raw Survivor Series team will be? We saw four of them last week.
Who do we see?
Sasha, Bayley, Mickie James, and Alicia Fox. It'll probably be Nia Jax.
I
kind of feel like it should be Asuka. Imagine if Asuka was a fifth.
Oh, yeah.
And she's
they're going to take annihilated. Oh, yeah, she's the captain.
Annihilated Team SmackDown. That'd be a huge push for her. Asuka needs an opportunity to
They kind of need Asuka on the team. Yeah. Who's going to be left out then?
That'd be Nia.
I think it'd be Mickie James.
Could be.
Yowza. Nathaniel Keebler. Do you think Sami and Kevin will turn on Team SmackDown and leave to Raw? That actually would not surprise me.
Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me. How bad of a mic... this is from Xavier Neves. How bad of a promo mismatch is Miz and Corbin? You see Miz dropping the F word on Baron Corbin?
Yeah, I saw that. He did that.
That was awesome. Good for him. Miz is great.
Miz is great. Miz. Karen's going to be around for bad wrestling. Awesome.
Nice.
Oh, do we want to open this package?
Oh, yeah. JT Hosack.
Here, I'll take care of it.
Friendo. Do that. Did you see the apparent Dana Brooke running meme? Yeah, it was funny. She bolted when they were attacked.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Jose Sara, any news about Neville? Well, given that he wasn't one of the people released, I'm assuming they're working on his release. He's sort of like, you know, they kind of don't, I would imagine they don't really care. Like what?
Well, I mean, if Vince is really upset about it, he might just say, all right, you're sitting out your contract, man.
Yeah, that could be.
You know, I don't know how long his contract still ran.
Yeah.
Hopefully, for Neville's sake, not long.
Yeah. But. Ciaran 1024, with Emma gone, will Paige go to Raw and fill her jobber role? Nice! Look at that! JT came through! I was so gonna buy this! Oh, this makes me all the happy in the world!
That's from JT Hosack. Thank you, JT.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. That's flipping rad. You get this then.
Okay.
Oh, I'm all the happy.
That's awesome.
He's the best.
I'm happy for you.
Anyways, no, I don't think Paige is going to go to Raw. I think she's going to stick with SmackDown.
She got drafted to Raw.
Yeah, I know, but there was rumors they were going to bring her on a SmackDown.
Oh, they should.
Yeah. That'd be something else if Christopher Meringue, odds at Ricochet signs with Impact. 0 of the odds.
5%.
5%, really.
And just that's just because if it's a situation where they are still shooting. I mean, if I were a wrestler to a certain extent, I would understand the appeal of Impact.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about that awful travel schedule to WWE.
Yeah, sure.
You know, you can make roots in one town, dude, and live there, and do 85% of your work in that one town.
There's got to be some element of, like, I could see if the Christ Brothers, for example, OVE, if they went there, they said, look, this is money that we know is coming in because evidently Impact, Anthem, they have their crap together, regardless of what Jeff Jarrett might say. And it's a chance to take a brand that's kind of damaged and maybe make it better. Like, that's a cool challenge to take on, yeah. You know? You can turn some heads if you take a struggling franchise and turn it around.
And you still have the opportunity to work some independent dates.
Tristan Walker wants to know, are you guys going to review Power Struggle? I think we are, probably.
Yeah.
I'd like to.
Yeah. When is that, the 9th?
I think it's next weekend.
Did you guys see the rumors of Finn not facing Brock at Royal Rumble? I did. I think people were trying to put some meaning to Finn losing to Kane.
Oh, I don't think Kane had anything to do with anything beyond just making Kane look strong with a shocking victory over a guy who can eat that victory and be fine, or eat that loss and be fine.
But, you know, if Finn versus Brock isn't going to happen at Rumble, then who is Brock going to face? It has to be someone else he's already faced.
So I didn't see that rumor. Is there anything additional to that?
No.
Huh. No reasoning as to why. I would think I'll put it this way.
Vince's fickleness.
I would, yeah, well, there is that. I would think that if they had thought of doing Finn Brock at Rumble, and now they're leaning on not doing Finn Brock at Rumble, I would like to hope it's because they'd rather protect Finn from Brock.
I would think it's more likely because they want to see this Bray Finn feud to the very end.
You know what's sad is that that's most more likely.
I know.
But God, I hope that's not the case.
Especially think about if they're forced to team up at Survivor Series.
Right.
There's that, and then they can finally do the Sister Abigail versus Demon Balor match at Rumble.
Right.
And then Finn can move on to something else in the lead up to Mania. That's probably what's going to happen, assuming Finn Brock doesn't happen.
Peter Atkinson, how on earth does a Jinder versus Brock match play out with WWE title maintaining some credibility?
Jinder just needs a strong performance. He needs to be booked so it seems like he has a chance to win, whether that means Singh Brothers interference. Pretty much, I think Jinder needs to hit a coloss, a pin attempt on Brock, and Brock is going to kick out.
Yeah.
If he can do that, as long as he doesn't get squashed in like 3 minutes,
yeah.
No one expects Jinder to win at all. So give him a decent showing, a strong showing, and it'll be fine. Brock in a triple threat match with Dean and Seth.
Wait, what? Braun what?
For a Rumble, I'm assuming.
Who's going to be what?
Brock in a triple threat against Dean and Seth.
Oh, against Dean. Oh, God. I hope not. Because Brock's not going to lose. You don't want to feed him 2 former world champions.
Yeah, I know.
And potentially, you know, future world champions.
This is interesting. Jerry Smith, power ranked the 10 people who could win the Royal Rumble. Number 1 is Roman Reigns.
Oh, it's going to be Roman Reigns. Power rank number 1, Roman Reigns.
1 through 5, we'll do Roman Reigns. Let's do 5 other people, though.
Nakamura. Okay, that's fine. 6 through 10. Nakamura, Styles, because we think that might be a thing. Braun.
Yeah.
Braun's a possibility.
Especially if Roman were to get hurt.
Yeah.
Who else on SmackDown? John Cena.
Okay, yeah.
If they're going to have Jinder wear the belt all the way to Mania.
Ooh, good question here. Trey Saunders. What are the odds that the Velveteen Dream beats Aleister Black at TakeOver? You know what? I hope he does. I'm going to pull it. I love Aleister Black is probably my favorite wrestler right now. But man, how great would that be? I kind of I'm not huge on the undefeated streak thing because then the when he loses, it's just it limits you too much.
Well, that's why I was kind of wondering when they, you know, when Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, and Leo Rush all their first match, they all had him lose.
Mm-hmm,
I wonder if this, all right, let's get that
the first out of the way,
out of the way,
out of the way,
and move on to other things.
That'd be great, but that's friggin' such a great feud right now.
It is. Man. It's fantastic.
So good. Odds, AJ takes the belt off Jinder before Survivor
Zero.
Series
None.
And takes on Brock. Settle.
Zero.
Settle.
Zero.
Settle. Oh, good one. Anthony Wood, if you had a choice to sign between Ring of Honor and Impact, who would you sign with?
I would sign with Ring of Honor in the hopes that I could join Bullet Club.
Ooh.
Because that's the hottest thing going in wrestling right now.
A lot of people want to join Bullet Club, though. Everybody wanted, like, you have 30 other people that want to join Bullet Club.
You try to tell me I can't join Bullet Club?
I'm definitely telling you you can't join Bullet Club. Why are you so into Bullet Club? You should be Suzuki-Gun for life. Although I kind of feel like...
Suzuki-Gun isn't in Ring of Honor. It's a question between Ring of Honor and
Same
Impact.
Universe, though, man.
Okay.
If you join Bullet Club, you're going to have to go to New Japan
and
maybe
angle.
Face
I join Bullet Club. I turn on Bullet Club to join Suzuki-Gun.
Oh, yeah.
Feud between Bullet Club
I can't
Club
believe you're still all about Suzuki after what happened. He let you down hardcore,
that
dude.
That was a load of BS is what
he,
that was.
But he let you down... He got squat. Are you all aboard growth hormones now?
No.
Why not?
I'm gonna try to ban him.
He just. You know. We should have
wellness policy. Bad wrestling wellness policy. I'm gonna start lobbying for. What are you gonna do about that?
Well, I co-run it with you, so I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna veto
How about
it.
This?
I'm gonna
Let's
use veto power.
That, and if you could change, I don't know if you could do it, but somehow change growth hormones so he looks kind of deflated.
I'm not bearing growth hormones. I'm not bearing him. He's a he's a monster. He might be up there with Mecha Santa and Top Notch. You saw what happened.
Will Triple H wrestle at Mania?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Who is he going to wrestle against? Kevin Owens? Finn Balor?
Owens or Angle. Could be Angle.
Or Angle.
Yeah, it could be Angle. I feel like they're going to do Triple H. He's going to do like a big authority feud again. One more question. One more best question. One more. Oh, this is a good question. Hold on a second. Flip Gordon. Where do you think you're going? Trey Saunders again. Do you think WWE sometimes tries too hard to appeal to the MMA community with people like Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler? And strike-based wrestlers like Shinsuke, et cetera, et cetera.
I think they're looking at the popularity of mixed martial arts and trying to incorporate it into their product.
I don't think they try too hard because they still bring in a variety of people. You know, they still bring in a whole variety of like, you know, you got guys like Aleister Black who sort of appeal to that demographic, I guess. But then you got guys like Leo Rush that they're bringing in who appeal to the people who like really small, really fast wrestlers.
Yeah. I kind of wonder if the growth of MMA and the UFC kind of led to mainstream media accepting WWE a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Between that, the renewed popularity of fight sports, but also WWE just, you know, kind of saying, all right, this is all choreographed, kind of saying, yeah, kayfabe's whatever.
Yeah.
Breaking down that wall a bit, if that has led to, you know, because for a while, I know Rolling Stone had weekly columns on WWE. You know, they had a spot, a weekly spot on SportsCenter.
Mm-hmm.
So
one last question here from Matthew E. Williams, Esquire, and then we'll go. Does Almas go back to Mexico and Japan? Let me ask you something. What would you rather see? Andrade San Almas, because we're both big fans, stick around to NXT, maybe go to main roster, knowing that he's probably not going to be used correctly. Or have him go back and be the newest high-profile return to Los Ingobernables de Japón.
I think it'd be pretty fascinating to see... The latter only if it eventually builds between a feud between himself and Naito.
Oh, that'd be great.
Former tag team partners.
That'd be fantastic. What are they called again?
I think just
I'm thinking of Naito and...
You're thinking No Limit.
No Limit. It was Naito and Taguchi, wasn't it?
Yeah. No. It was Naito and Tokyo Pimp.
Naito and... Oh, that's right. That's right. I get them all mixed up. Anyways, that's it for the show. That should be playing music right now. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to go live on Twitch in about 2 hours, so check us out. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.